In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So we arrive at this great day of Pentecost, this birthday of the church, the day of the promise that Christ gave that the Counselor and Comforter would come. It's the day the Holy Spirit, the power of God himself, is poured out onto the disciples in the form of fiery tongues. The Holy Spirit is given to the world in the rush of a mighty wind and full of heavenly sound. The gift of the Holy Spirit is given to everyone with the Lord's plea to accept it. This treasury of blessings, this giver of life, we're talking ultimate gift here, the ultimate things. The Holy Spirit is life in the midst of death. The Holy Spirit is power when you are overwhelmed or weak. The Holy Spirit is grace when you are frightened or fallen. The Holy Spirit is comfort when you grieve or suffer anxiety or are in any way afflicted. The Holy Spirit is wisdom when you must decide. The Holy Spirit is joy both when you celebrate and when you mourn. The Holy Spirit is hope when logic says give up. The Holy Spirit is courage when afraid. The Holy Spirit is the life force producing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Holy Spirit that filled the apostles with unmeasurable courage, the same Holy Spirit given to those apostles, is the very same offered and given to you. And I ask you once again I do this every year just about, to consider the icon of Pentecost. We have ours in the middle of the church today. And this icon reveals much about what's going on. The apostles are seated in a circle, and there's an empty spot at the top where Jesus Christ invisibly presides not only over the church, not only over his apostles, but really over the entire universe. Fiery tongues of the Holy Spirit are coming down from heaven, and they divide. They are cloven. They divide, and they land on each one of the apostles. But there's also this little man in the middle, in the center, and his name is Cosmos. On the icon, the inscription is Cosmos, which means universe. He's symbolic not just of a person, but of the entire universe, of all of us, of all things, of all creation. Because the gift of the Holy Spirit is not limited to the apostles, but the whole universe is given this ultimate gift of the Spirit, this indwelling of God. When we're talking about ultimate things here. Perhaps most importantly, though, about this icon is I want us to always notice and remember that the circle of the apostles is open at the bottom. The circle of the apostles is open toward you. It's open to allow you to take your place in the circle. It's open because you are invited to join in and receive the very same outpouring of the Holy Spirit that the apostles did. In other words, the icon is not complete without you. The icon is not complete until you take your place in the circle and until you receive the very gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, this day of Pentecost is not only a remembrance of an event long ago when the apostles received the Holy Spirit, but it's also an invitation and celebration for you to receive that gift. The icon of Pentecost is an affirmation that the gift of the Holy Spirit is offered to you. Now today in our gospel, Jesus says something very important about when you do receive that gift. When you do take your place in that circle, when you do open your heart to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Jesus says something very important about what happens when you receive that gift. And he says, when you receive the Holy Spirit, he says, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. Two things I'd like you to consider from what Jesus said. First, when you receive the Holy Spirit, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. Jesus didn't say into your heart will flow rivers of living water. He said out of your heart will flow rivers of living water, which means the gift of the Holy Spirit is not given just for you to keep it. It's not given for, you know, inward personal or enrichment. The Holy Spirit is given to you so that this gift might flow out from you, might change you in such a way that the world sees and benefits and experiences that gift from you, so that the gift might be shared with the world around you. You know, those fruits of the Holy Spirit I just mentioned, love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, those aren't just for you to feel inside to make you feel good. Those are fruits that need to be produced, and fruits that are produced then need to be shared. Now, if this living water doesn't flow out from you to your family and to your friends and your coworkers, your adversaries even, to your neighbors, the needy, service workers, whoever you meet, if this living water doesn't flow out from you to them, it may be a spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit flows out from you and is shared. And if it's not being shared, it's not holy. Now, the second thing I want us to notice from what Jesus said is when you receive the Holy Spirit, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water. Rivers, not trickles, not drips. Not seasonal streams, rivers, rivers. I mean, think Niagara, you know, think the Niagara River. When God lives in you, you will be a conduit of incredible life to others. You become a source of light to the darkest corners of the world just by you being there, because in you lives God and out of you flows God. You are not only a receiver, but a contributor to the boundless grace in this broken world. And not just occasionally. It's not just, oh, I feel like being good today. Or it's not seasonally like, well, that's what I do during Lent. No. No. Rivers of living water are day and night, year round, sharing the way of God and the light of God. It's a way of life. It's who you become. I mean, think of the apostles sitting in that upper room with the rush of the mighty wind and then and the tongues of fire landing on them and being filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, it became a new life for them. Sharing and living the wonderful works of God. I mean, you can't imagine Peter or Mary Magdalene living a new life and basking in the wonderful works of God part-time. I mean, it doesn't make sense that that would be something, oh yeah, I'll do that today. The gift of the Holy Spirit was a changed life in which love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control flow out of them in endless rivers. And so on this great day of Pentecost here in 2021, we celebrate this gift of the Holy Spirit today. Today, too. This hope and this joy, this wisdom when you must decide, this comfort when you grieve, this courage when you're afraid, this power when you're overwhelmed, this treasury of blessings, and this giver of life. We celebrate and remember the same Holy Spirit given to the apostles is the very same Holy Spirit you are offered today. Amen.